Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
We should be able to penetrate the internet.
Do I need to be liked? Absolutely not. I like to be liked. I enjoy being liked. I have to be liked. But it's not like this compulsive need to be liked, like my need to be praised.
Welcome to the Marquee, Dirty 30, here on DVRadio.net.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, www.wdvr. I am your host, Marquee Davis, coming to you live from the Palatial Studios here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so glad you guys are here tonight to listen to the sound of my voice and see what I have to say on some interesting, whichever way you want to say it, topics that we have here going on in the United States of America right now. So let's just go ahead and start off. So if you are a member of the DV Radio page on Facebook, you would see that there was a post a couple days ago about a lady who was sworn into the council of her city, St. Louis, and St. Louis County, and chose to take her oath of office, be sworn in on a Dr. Seuss book. Let's read the article real quick. So I'm gonna give you the Cliff Notes of it. If you guys still remember Cliff Notes, I don't know that, but Cliff Note version. Here we go. So a newly elected single mother of two, okay, Kelly Dunaway, councilwoman of St. Louis, chose to use the Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You'll Go, instead of a Bible when she took her oath of office. Her 5-year-old son Liam and 7-year-old daughter Bella held a book when she was sworn in on August the 13th. So this is the reasoning why she did this. So her mother, right, was a single mother as well, and she worked in a coal mine. And so she would tell her things, you know, tell her stories, tell her to be good. She can do whatever she wanted to do. You know, give her empowering messages to make her believe that she could do what she wanted to do in this world. So she chose to use a book that she thought would inspire her child that she read when she was pregnant in 2012. Oh, the Places You'll Go. So it's the same message her mother gave her is in this Dr. Seuss book that she wanted to give to her daughter. So we have that. Now, this is what I find funny about this whole situation is that we have so many people here in the United States who believes that this is a Christian country. We're based on Christian foundations and that everything should be done Christianly. Because if not, then guess what? We are going to burn in the pits of hell. We're already in the last days, according to everybody I've ever talked to who is, uber religious. This is the last days, people. So, you know, go find your doomsday prepper and get started with that. So I want to read a couple comments that I found hilarious on the DV radio page on Facebook. If you're not following that page, just go follow it. It's right now. Just get on Facebook on your phone or your device and follow the DV page, the DV radio page. So this one by a commenter here. This is a good one. I just want to congratulate all the fine Christians here for your Jesus-like behavior. You all know less about the Bible and your own religion than a 2-year-old knows about green eggs and ham. Hilarious. Freaking hilarious. Great comment, too. This is what I find, okay? Yes. I've told you guys my belief before. I am a diehard Christian. You know, I love me some Jesus. Yes, I do. But the thing is that I'm not one of those guys or Christians. Let's lump us in. I'm not one of those Christians who's going to come to you and quote scripture because you're doing wrong. See, it's not my place to judge you. This is the one thing my mom used to always tell me. She said, I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. I'm just a normal person. I can't put you nowhere. If you don't believe in heaven or hell, I can't put you in purgatory. it's not my place. I can't do it. Can't do it. So guess what? I'm not going to judge you. I don't care what kind of lifestyle you live. And this is a thing that I believe that the LGBTQ community is kind of lacking in regards to not letting the Christian right wing or the Christian, whatever you want to call it, deter them from finding equality. Even though we don't care who they're having sex with, they still believe they need equality. So, you know, whatever. But the Christians who are like the, what's that church? That church that's always protesting the burial of soldiers, that church. You know, who think that they're so much better than everyone. Oh, you're holier than thou. Why? Why do you believe that? Why? You see, I am not going to get into my theological ideologies and ideals today because I don't want to cause an uproar because I have some crazy thoughts that go through my head. But this story here makes me want to inform the populace, tell the people exactly why we believe that putting your hand on the Bible is something that is necessary when taking an oath of office. So first, we're going to go this route. Let's look at the where it started from. So you understand that you have to swear to get into any office that's elected or appointed here in the United States. If you didn't know that, then welcome to the United States. That's how democracy works. So my goodness. So the Constitution mentions oath of office twice. All right, everybody. This is in Article 4, Section 3. It deals with members of Congress. Correction, Article 6, Section 3. It deals with members of Congress. And it reads, the senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of several state legislatures and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath of affirmation to support this Constitution. Now, Article 2, Section 1 pertains to the president. And it says, before he enters on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath or affirmation. We all know it because we all pretty much said it. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Okay? Now, understand that the words, so help me God, is not a part of the oath. They're often added, but that's just a tradition. Just like putting your hand on the Bible when you take the oath of office. From what I've read, that the first person to really like start that tradition here in the United States was George Washington when he took his oath of office when he became president after the, you know, that war. But I'm gonna go ahead and take you guys to church a little bit, if you heathens can take it for a minute, because you got to understand one thing, that the Bible, the one thing that we're so upset about from reading some of these comments on the DV page, some of these people here are upset, the DV radio page, are upset because, you know, they're trying to stop God from being in this country, things of that nature, okay? So, you know, if you have your Bibles with you, okay, I would like for you, I'm taking y'all back to old back hole in the wall Woods Church here. This is County Line Baptist Church here for a second. I want you guys to understand one thing, that in Leviticus, yes, Leviticus, turn it to Leviticus 19 and 12. It says this is going to be from the King James Version, okay? And it says, and ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Now, let's break this down for a second here. The New International Version says, do not swear falsely by my name, and so profane the name of your God. I am. So, okay, let's stop. Okay, so what this pretty much is saying, this is in the Bible. Don't swear on the name of God. So, when you have your hand on the Bible, your left hand on the Bible, your right hand raised, and you say, I swear that I will that I do this. Okay, take this office. So help me God. So the Christian elite, you should understand that by swearing that, you are now swearing on the name of God. And because you are now swearing on the name of God, you are now sinning. So, Christian elite, the ones who like to judge and like the, you know, the Bible thumpers, why are you so upset because someone chose not to swear into office with their hand on the Bible? Because of tradition or because of your ignorance of said book? See, I'm starting to believe that is the ignorance of said book. Now, if you say, oh, well, you know, Jewish people do it. Well, the Torah, Leviticus is in the Torah, people. All right. Leviticus is an Old Testament chapter of the Bible. That means that the people of Jewish faith believe in it as well. Now, I do not know anything about the Islamic belief in swearing. Let's look it up on God. Let's just say God. Okay. So what I did right now quickly was I did a quick Google search on the Islamic swearing on God. So let's see. We got one here that says Brill.com. I don't know if this is a, you know, a noteworthy site, but oh, it's a paper. It's an actual paper written by Belen Vincent. It says, swearing by God, Muslims oath taken in late medieval and modern, early modern Christian Iberia. So let's see the abstract here, because I'm not about to try to pay for this and read for this. It traces the evolution of these Arabic formulas. Da, da, da. Okay, that told me nothing. So sometimes Google searches don't work, people. Sometimes you just have to, you know, Facebook. Let's see. I don't. Oh, swearing by Allah. Here we go. So this right here. Let me see. That's the way I read people. Okay, so you can't swear by Allah either. So anybody who swears on the Quran is being wrong as well, because by saying I swear to God, I swear to Allah, or whatever, at the end of that oath of office, which is tradition. So I just want you uber religious people to understand that there's nothing wrong with this St. Louis councilwoman swearing in on the Dr. Seuss book. I mean, and then her message towards her children is exceptionally well. I mean, it's good that she, as a single mother who was raised by a single mother, is doing something that her children can be proud of. So why are we always trying to knock everything someone does? God don't like it. That's not the way Jesus should do it. That's not the way Jesus said do it. That's not the way we've always done it this way. So how can she start to bend tradition? We don't bend traditions. Well, apparently so. And that's the thing that you all have to come to grips with, Christian elite. I'm going to keep saying it that way because I really do not like people who tell me that I'm going to hell because I curse, or I'm going to hell because, I didn't pray seven times a day. That's Muslim elite, Christian elite, Jewish elite, pagan elite. I don't care what religion you are, but when you start telling me that my lifestyle and what I'm doing is wrong, then you're wrong. Because guess what? It's my life. Some people choose to go to hell. Some people choose to live their whole life well and helping others, and they choose to go to heaven. You know, I mean, their actions help them choose to go to heaven. I don't want to upset anyone here, but I also don't want people to think that it's okay to just judge someone based off of one incident. This woman may be one of the best councilwomen this county has ever seen. She may be the worst. I can't predict the future. I couldn't tell you. But this action right here shows me that her care for her family outweighs what people think of her. Now, remember back in the day when Obama had got first elected and people were speculating that he was going to swear his oath of office on a Quran, and then when he used Abraham Lincoln's old Bible, people were shocked. So I even saw a conspiracy theory that said it was hollowed out and he did the real oath of office in his office with a Quran. It was so much stuff going on with Obama. I mean, that dude couldn't freaking eat ice cream without somebody reporting on it. Well, that's another story for another day. I want you guys to check this story out. You can head over to the DV Radio page. They reposted it. You can also head to the Washington Post. Oh, I know some of you guys don't like the Washington Post because, you know, it's a liberal newspaper. I don't care if it's a liberal newspaper or a conservative newspaper. I don't care. I mean, they got stories that other places don't have and I want to read it. So if it is slanted towards one side or the other, I don't care. I just want to read the story. You know, and this story right here, it gives you a little bit of intel and detail regarding, you know, who took an oath of office. Like it says that President John Quincy Adams took his oath of office on a volume of law in 1825. Theodore Roosevelt didn't use a Bible for his oath of office in 1901. And more recently, Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat from Michigan, one of the first two Muslim women elected to Congress, used Thomas Jefferson's Quran. So, whatever. It's a silly thing to argue about, people. We have so much more important things in the world to worry about, but you guys are arguing about someone taking an oath of office on a Dr. Seuss book. Ha! All right, everybody. So, what we're going to do right quick, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to have more fabulous story time with Marquis Davis here on the Marquis Dirty 30. On DVRadio.net. You like that pregnant pause, didn't you? Oh, that was too pregnant.
What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
Radio.
And welcome back to the Marquis Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am your host, Marquis Davis. Thank you for staying with the show, even though I'm probably not talking about anything that's interesting you right now. But thank you so much for listening to the show. So, we have so much stuff that's going on in the news, so much stupid stuff that's going on in the news that you guys wouldn't even know about because most of you guys don't listen to the news. So, here we go. If you didn't know, President Trump wanted to buy Greenland, and a lot of people making fun of him about that, including me. I mean, it's not far-fetched. We bought Alaska. I mean, the Louisiana Purchase was a purchase of Louisiana and those territories. I mean, we pretty much bought part of Mexico and made Texas. I mean, that's what happens in the world. You buy land. I mean, you know, everything. This isn't like, you know, No. The world is more like Risk, all right, where you just go and take over stuff. But if you don't take over stuff like we don't nowadays, you buy it, you know, things of that nature. So, yeah, I brought up a Louisiana Purchase. Wow, where has this show went? What are we doing here? I'm talking about the Louisiana Purchase. You know what? Let's just do that. Let's talk about the Louisiana Purchase. So this happened in 1803, if people didn't know. It was a land deal between the United States and France in which the U.S. acquired approximately 827,000 square miles of land west of the Mississippi River for $15 million. $15 million for 827,000 square miles of land. Disney would be So happy to do that nowadays, to get that much land to build another resort where most of the rides don't work and everybody's pretty much upset if you're not a child. So we're going over the Louisiana Purchase. So I need you guys to get your pens and papers out because this will be on the test. This will be on the test, class. So here we go. President Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, if you didn't know, wrote that he wanted, you know, to buy it amid reports that Spain would retrocede to France the vast majority of the territory of Louisiana. That's interesting. I never knew words could be worded that way. All right, this is stupid. Let's move on. So, Trump wanted to buy Greenland. It can happen, but in today's day and age, it's kind of stupid. If you didn't know, Representative Rashida Tlaib, I can't say her name for anything. Tlaib, it's kind of upset because remember, they banned her from Israel and then they let her come back. Well, they said she can come to visit her ailing aunt and she said, no, I'm boycotting Israel. Well, Bill Mayer pretty much was saying that anytime something happens, some people only have one move to make. One move, and that move is boycotting. It's like, come on, people. Remember we went through that boycotting phase right before the 2016 election? I think it was like 2015, 16, where everyone was boycotting something. Oh, they don't like gays. Let's boycott it. Oh, black people got beat up there. Let's boycott it. Oh, a white person did meth and overdosed over there. Let's boycott it. Kids are eating Tide Pods. Let's boycott Tide. Boycotts rarely work. I mean, unless it's a mom and pop store, you know, like I was watching Kitchen Nightmares the other day. And this lady up in Baltimore, she trademarked the word hun. And the people of Baltimore in that neighborhood were particularly upset about it. So they boycotted her restaurant and she started to go out of business. Thus, she showed up on Kitchen Nightmares with Chef Ramsay. So that's when a boycott can work. When you have an entire neighborhood or city or race of people, let's look at the boycotts of in 1960 something. I should remember the date, but I don't. That worked, you know. They boycotted the buses lost money, they started letting black folks sit in front of the bus. You know, things of that work when you have an entire populace participating in it. Not a Facebook page with 300, 400 people to boycott something. Doesn't freaking work. Boycotts are stupid. All right, they waste a lot of people's time. But yet and still, we continue to say let's boycott something so that way we can just have something to do. Like the Area 51 raid. What's going on with that? When was that? When was the Area 51 raid? Let me see here. The Area 51 raid was supposed to be, why don't they just have the date up here? Oh my goodness. I hate it that no one can just be a journalist nowadays and just put the who, what, when, where, and why. I don't know when it was supposed to be. Whatever. It hasn't happened yet. And kind of waiting for it. I would love to see that massacre on TV. I mean, that is Darwinism at its finest. I think that's what we're supposed to say there in that situation. But those dumbasses, whoever think this is cool, you know, to raid a military base, I don't care if it is an Air Force base, they still have a lot more guns than you or I have. And please, I know you Second Amendment people, you just stockpile guns in your cellar or your underground bunker. We get it. You got a lot of guns too. And you can use your Second Amendment right to defend yourself and your family if the government becomes oppressive or tyrannical. I understand. I'm with you. Power to the people. My goodness, where have I gone with this show tonight? I'm going to tell you the truth, everybody. I'm just in a really good mood. I am in an extremely good mood. I mean, why be upset? Why be angry when you are in a good mood? let's talk about this for a second, okay? I just want to pick your brains. If you have any suggestions, you can email the show, direct message the show. Let me talk like the youngins talk nowadays. You can DM the show at DV Marquee on Facebook, all right? You can follow me on Instagram at Marquee A Davis 1. But man, I mean, be happy. All right, I want you guys to understand that we did something as veterans listening. We did something that a lot of people could never do. And that's just basic training. Everything after basic training is just icing on the cake. Because if anyone who has never served begins to talk down on any veteran in this country, the first thing they should just talk about week one basic training. And then look them in the eye and say, you going to school and getting drunk at a frat house and now you have to deal with, I don't care, a heart surgery. Well, that's pretty extreme. I shouldn't have went there. Now you're a lawyer? So what's so special about that? You know, the first week of basic training, I was demoralized. I was made to feel like as big as a thumbtack. You understand? My integrity and everything was questioned. No matter what I said, it was the wrong answer. And then let's talk about the constant yelling and screaming and push-ups and sit-ups and running. You see, you can just start there. And whatever they've done, well, all you had to do a term paper that was 72 pages long. And with that, who gives a crap, Jimmy? No one cares how big your term paper was or your dissertation was used by seven other prominent scholars over at the University of Harvard. Who gives a crap? Michael? No one. All right. This show has went where it went. So tonight, I want you guys to make sure you stay tuned, which you will if you're listening to this show, to Barracks Talk. Barracks Talk is coming on tonight, and I want you guys to listen to it. It's going to be great, live. You know, Boner Wood is there. You know, I called him Bone. Oh, man, a whole bunch of people will be there. So I want you guys to listen. And remember, you're listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I need to go ahead and get some air because I'm telling you, the way I'm feeling right now, Barracks Talk is going to be fun. Love you guys. You guys have a good night.